Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, where we're being joined by the head coach of Belmont Clemmie Boys Basketball, Justin Meyer, as the Broncos are preparing to start their season. Coach, first of all, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
No, thanks for having me. Love to do it.
And Coach, just to get into some questions, what are the biggest lessons that your players took away from last season that you hope to carry into this 25-26 basketball season?
Yeah, you know, this is this upcoming season will kind of be a culmination in a lot of ways of the last two seasons leading into this, that we have a lot of returning starters. Actually this year we didn't lose a single point coming back from last season. Going 500, having a 500 record, beating a lot of teams that we haven't beaten over a decade for Belmont Clemmie Boys basketball was definitely some things that we can take in terms of momentum going into this year. You know, the kids got another year older, another year stronger, another year more mature, that this season should really be kind of the culmination of a lot of things. Not that it's necessarily the end, but we're definitely reaching a point where I think that I firmly believe that we can compete at the top of Iowa West. Not necessarily that we are going to win all of our games, but I think that we definitely can compete with anybody on our schedule.
And kind of on that note, Coach, you kind of talked about it here, but how important is it for your team to have so many of those guys coming back that have been through that conference play from last season?
Oh, I think that's massive. You know, it's one of those things that's kind of funny. As a coach, I've always done, especially as the year goes on, some more scenario work where you say, I don't know, you say, okay, everybody, we are down three with the ball with 30 seconds left. Here's a play that we might run to get us a good 3-point look. But if we get a 2-point shot early on in the possession, we'll take that. And then we got to go right into immediate full court press. But a lot of those hypothetical situations, a lot of teams work on those and they are that hypothetical. But even going back to last year, Coach Block, my assistant and myself, we have, I don't know, probably 10 or 12 note cards from the last couple of years of not hypothetical game situations, but real game situations that we've been in down the stretch where we've either had a lead late, had been behind late, had somebody in foul trouble, so on and so forth, that we can now work with those guys, not on hypotheticals, but things that we've actually experienced. And I do think that experience is going to be a key contributing factor to us hopefully winning a few more games down the stretch than we have in the past.
And Coach, what aspects of your team, whether it's offensively or defensively, do you think will help define Belmont Clemmie basketball this season?
Oh, I think even going back to last year, I don't think that there's a whole lot of questions with the amount of offensive talent that we have. I think that the biggest thing that people are going to see in terms of change is the growth that a lot of our guys are going to have on the defensive end of the ball. That this summer, that's really been a main focus of ours, that I'm really hoping that if we can marry a really good, solid defensive approach with our offensive approach, we don't necessarily need guys to score a whole lot more. I think that we were pretty good there. Obviously, every extra shot counts, but I think that the biggest market improvement that we're going to see is on the defensive end.
More with the head coach of Belmont Clemmie Boys Basketball, Justin Meyer, right after this on the Coach's Corner. And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again joined by the head coach of Belmont Clemmie Boys Basketball, Justin Meyer. And Coach, just to continue with the questions, what do you think will ultimately be the Broncos' biggest strength as this season progresses?
Oh, I think our biggest strength, and I've told a lot of people about this, is going to be our depth. I truly believe that we have 10 guys that are prepared, have either played varsity basketball or have played a lot of JV basketball and are ready to step on the varsity floor. That there's not a team in our area that I think can necessarily match up our 10th player to their 10th player. I'll take our 10th player for that all day long. That I really have a lot of faith in 10 guys to be able to play that. I think with that, that goes into, we can maybe have a little bit more defensive intensity. We can do a lot more things that way for sure.
And coach, I was going to touch on that with you. With that depth, what flexibility does that allow you as a coach to be more creative with the style of play?
Oh, for sure. I think you can be more creative, one, with style of play. I think, two, even some of our guys that have gotten used to playing, a majority of minutes, a conversation that we're going to have and you're going to continue to have is, I don't need anybody to conserve energy to be able to play. I don't need anybody to conserve energy to be able to play every single minute of the game. What I need is, I need guys to be able to play hard for 5-6 minute stretches, knowing that you're going to have a break and be ready to go after another couple minutes to be able to get back on the floor.
And coach, last season, middle of the pack in the conference, what do you think needs to be done in order to for BK to become a top contender in the conference?
Yeah, I think, again, it's kind of a culmination. You know, we had pretty much the same team coming back last year that we had the year before. We won 2 games the year before, bumped that up to 12. We went from the bottom of the conference to the middle of the conference. And I don't necessarily think that there needs to be wholesale changes, or we need massive, miracle improvements. What we need is, we just need consistent, steady improvement, continue to take care of the basketball, do the little things that really, our success isn't going to be necessarily in one gigantic leap forward, but the culmination of just doing a bunch of little things better than we have in the past.
And coach, as we wrap up the interview here, any final thoughts as you get ready to start this season?
No, other than the fact that, again, I'm super excited about this group that we have. I keep reiterating this, that we've got a group back that was very, very good last year. And, our record was 12-12. But if you give me 30 more points on the year, I bet that we go from 12-12 to, 15-7, something like that. I am excited to get on the floor and compete. And again, it might not necessarily be wins every night in and out, but I guarantee you that we're going to have a very competitive team. And at the end of a lot of games, we're going to have a chance to win.
Coach, thank you again for taking the time to speak with me today on the Coach's Corner. The best of luck to you and the Broncos as you get ready to start this season.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of Belmont Clemmy Boys Basketball, Justin Meyer, for joining us. There's more coming your way here on the Coach's Corner right after this.